I'm standing on one of the Golden Jubilee bridges watching the London Eye, where one of the 32 capsules that make up the observation wheel is about to be removed. I can see that the wheel's just rotating very slightly now, and they're just about to lower one of the capsules onto a barge, which will then be floated down the Thames and taken away for refurbishment. And in the meantime, they're going to install a dummy capsule that no one will actually be able to ride in, but that will take the place of the missing pod while they carry out the work. Last month, Merlin Entertainments, who own the London Eye, along with the London Dungeon, Madame Tussauds, the Sea Life, London Aquarium, and a whole range of other attractions, announced that they're spending quite a lot of money between now and the 2012 Olympics, upgrading each of the London Eye capsules in turn. At the time, most of the publicity focused on the fact that one of the 32 pods will be fitted with Wi-Fi and all kinds of new audiovisual capabilities, with an eye for on the corporate entertaining market, no doubt. But no one took much notice of the fact that we're going to see one by one each of the pods floated on a barge along the river, and then brought back in its refurbished state. So the London Eye people are keeping quite a tight lid on the publicity for this. When I try to stand on Waterloo Millennium Pier and take some pictures of the work underway, they seem to think I was going to ruin their carefully choreographed PR announcement for tomorrow morning. Anyway, it's one of those things that obviously you don't see too often, major attraction like the London Eye, indeed a London landmark that's been here for a decade now, having major work of this sort carried out. And obviously the position of the wheel over the river makes it more difficult than it might be to carry out this work. They've had to wait for low tide so that they can float the replacement capsule under the ramps that lead down onto the Millennium Pier.